Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
We are back, and it is 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as promised, we are visiting with Gerald Celente. Gerald is the author of Trends 2000. He is also the publisher of an outstanding trends magazine called The Trends Journal, and he's coming to us right now. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everyone listening.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And folks, the book that I'm holding in my hands called Trends 2000, How to Prepare for and Profit from the Changes of the 21st Century by Gerald Celente. And folks, this is an outstanding book. If you want to see what's coming around the corner, if you want to peer into the future with Gerald, this is an outstanding book to have. And Gerald, tell us where you get the book.
Well, the book's available in bookstores everywhere. And Trends 2000 can also, of course, be ordered over the Internet, Amazon.com and others. And our toll-free number, if anyone wants more information, they can call us at 1-800-25-TREND. And our website is trendsresearch.com.
.com. All right. Thank you. Gerald, let's talk a little bit about what's coming around the corner. What's the new millennium going to bring us?
Well, the greatest change, you know, you already can see it, by the way, Jim. And our way of tracking trends is current events form future trends. One of the headline stories today that's making the news is the new auto show and, of course, the concept cars and the movement that the auto industry is going into toward alternative energy. And alternative energy is going to be as important as the discovery of fire and the invention of the wheel. And it's not far away. And it's going to go way beyond the fuel cells that they're talking about now. And anyone interested, and I want to say right up front, we have nothing to do with this, but it's a source, information source that we tap into, is a website called infinite-energy.com. And they have a magazine also, Infinite Energy. And they're reporting on major breakthroughs in what has been derided as cold fusion, you know, the radiation-free nuclear reactions at degrees far lower than it takes for hot fusion. But there's reality in it. And the other one is what they call zero-point energy. And that means there's energy in the air. And they're developing processes to extract heat and energy out of an apparent vacuum.
Out of a vacuum, not atmosphere, but a vacuum.
Right.
Wow.
And it's a reality. These things are happening. And, you know, it's kind of like the medical establishment, you know, how they derided alternative therapies for so long.
Right.
And matter of fact, the AMA was even guilty of conspiracy against chiropractors.
Right.
Found guilty. And until, you know, they find out that they can make money in it, then they often come about and condone it, like the drug companies are now doing with their line of alternative supplements and vitamins.
Right.
Well, the same thing is going on with alternative energy, because can you imagine what would happen to all those countries and companies who rely on gas and oil and fossil
fuels? Carbon
fuel,
yeah. Uh-huh.
On the that's the biggest change.
On the petrocarbon industry, no question about it. That's very interesting. One of the things that I've seen in the last few months is laser energy. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Laser propulsion?
No, I haven't.
It's a little thing where I saw an experiment, and they actually did it on a string, and they actually did it in the air. They actually launched something into the air, and they also did a little vehicle along a string. And what it does is the laser hits a board or hits some kind of a backstop, and the laser explosion propels this item, and I mean this vehicle, whatever it is, and it's just a little laser burst that hits. And I'm not explaining it very well, but they talked about it being a method of space travel.
Wow.
And,
yeah, no, you know, this is the 21st century. I mean, go back 5 years ago, not many people knew the word internet.
Right.
You know, so I mean, change is happening exponentially. As a matter of fact, this is a true story. After my book Trends 2000 came out, I got a telephone call from the CEO of the company, the largest company in the world that provides equipment to gas and oil exploration. And he wanted to buy all the research that we had on this. And I asked him what his feeling was about alternative energies. And he said that the only people that refuse to acknowledge it and don't see it coming is the oil and gas industry.
Right. Think about the geopolitical landscape when this happens.
Yeah, all of a sudden places like the Caspian Sea won't be in our national security interests anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Just imagine that. I mean, that's the kind of vision that we get from Gerald Folks and others like Gerald. And Gerald, by the way, you know, one time I called you a futurist and you corrected me and said you're a trends tracker.
Right. What futurists do is they tend to look beyond the present and make predictions. Like, you know, the paperless office, and that we'll have more leisure time than we'll know what to do with. That's the kind of thing that they do mostly. And computers will be thinking for us, that kind of thing. And what we do is we look at the current events and assess how they're going to affect us, our lives today and in the future.
Right. Talk to us about the new age. One of the things that you say is that you don't think the new age is going to be the information age.
No, it's not. You know, the information age has been around quite a long time right now. And, I mean, long before the computer, you had access to all the information you really needed.
Right.
Of course, the computer makes it a lot easier, no doubt about it. But what's really good, and, you know, put things into perspective, Jim. I mean, there's no question about the magnificence of...
Okay, Gerald, stand by. All right, folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with our good friend, Gerald Celente, and we're going to continue to talk about some of the trends he sees coming around the corner at you. Can you take advantage of them, or will they harm you? 888-822-8255. Give us a call. We'll be right here. Come on back.
Welcome back, folks. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Gerald Celente. He's the author of Trends 2000, an outstanding book about what's coming at us from around the corner. He also is the publisher of an outstanding newsletter called Trends 2000. I don't mean Trends 2000. That's the book. The newsletter is the Trends Journal. And the most recent newsletter that I have has as its heading the top 10 trends of 1999. And we're going to try to get into some of those a little bit later this hour. Gerald, we were talking about the information age and the fact that you say that the information age is already a little long in the tooth and that there's something else coming around the corner. What's coming at us now?
Well, obviously, again, you know, the biggest changes are going to be in alternative energy. But, you know, again, looking at the information age, as wonderful as it is, you know, so too was the invention of the automobile. And 100 years ago, you know, not many people were using telephones. There were no televisions, and of course most of the homes were being illuminated by kerosene lamps. You know, so there have been other great advances. And then, by the way, Jim, the greatest changes of the 21st century are really going to be philosophical changes, looking at life a lot differently than we did during the industrial age. And you can see with the breakdown of so many of the institutions that once supported society, whether it's government and politics, education and healthcare, even the traditional religions and traditional families, as well as corporation and legal systems. So there's going to be a lot of new things being born in the 21st century, and it's going to be really a new age of philosophy, thought, and globalization.
Hang on to globalization, because I definitely want to talk about that before we get through here today. But what are some of the new philosophies? How will we look at things differently philosophically?
Well, you know, one of the primary elements, the basic elements, is now people are questioning, you know, what's their purpose in life? You know, why are they here? And you can see it with this whole vast market of so-called spirituality-directed products, these New Age products, that fly off the bookshelves and look at people's quest to improve their health. And by the way, the greatest conspicuous consumption items of the 21st century, they're not going to be owning that big trophy home or that, you know, new sport utility vehicle. It's going to be living well.
Yes.
And that's physical, as well as spiritual and emotional.
Yes,
those are going to be the must-have products.
Having more balance in your life.
Exactly.
You know, and I see all of that. I agree with you 100%, Gerald, because I see all of that happening right now in the marketplace, especially in America, with regard to how people are making their living, how they, philosophically, how they think of themselves as making a living. There's so many different things that people are thinking about. For one thing, people are having a totally different view of their work life, how they're going to be productive, how long they will be productive. I think, I don't think it's happened completely yet, but I think more and more, every year that goes by, people are going to quit thinking about, I'm going to work till I'm 62 and retire. I think they're already doing that.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, there's a phrase that we use in Trends 2000 called middle funnel. And the middle funnel is, you know, it's the images that we're completely bombarded with. And, for instance, you know, if you watch, you know, CNN, FN, or CNBC, you know, it's like, watch the sitcoms. You know, there's this whole world out there of, you know, a stereotype. But in real life, it's not like that. There's a trend that we look at now in 99. We call it dumb-sizing to the sequel. And if you go back to the end of 1998, every day virtually, you pick up the newspaper, and there's another major massive firing coming from Citigroup or Morgan Stanley or Boeing, on and on, AT&T. Well, it's dumb-sizing because the people that are left behind, the unfired, so to speak, now they're faced with taking on the chores and duties of the people that have been let go. So now they really don't enjoy work because there's no time to be creative. There's no time to plan ahead or look to the future. The only time they have is they're just trying to keep up with what's going on every day, and they're putting out fires. So they've also lost any kind of loyalty that they've had toward the company. So now it becomes, you know, what am I doing here? This isn't fun. I don't enjoy this work. And I don't know if I'm going to have a job next year. And that's why health, fitness, and nutrition, spiritual, emotional, as well as physical, are going to be the real big money makers in the 21st century.
Well, and the other thing is that one of the best ways to have a feeling of well-being is to be productive. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back, folks. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest, Gerald Celente. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, an outstanding book on how to prepare for and profit from the changes in the 21st century. He's also the publisher of the Trends Journal, which is an outstanding forecasting newsletter. And if you would like to have a copy of this book, Trends 2000, all you got to do is go to the bookstore or go to the web, to the internet, and order it. Or, because you are a listener of the Small Business Advocate Show, Gerald has sent me some of these, and he's agreed to let me give them away. So if you want to answer one of my trivia questions, I will be glad to mail you, a copy of his book, Trends 2000. Here are the trivia questions. Samuel Morse, and Gerald, this will fit right in with what we were talking about a minute ago. This is a date that will kind of give some perspective to what you were saying. Samuel Morse made his first public demonstration of the telegraph in 1838. Kind of got it all started, didn't he?
Sure did.
What I want to know, my trivia question is, what was the message that he sent when he first, every fourth grade school kid knows this, that he sent when he first publicly demonstrated the telegraph? What was the message that he sent? Also, Joan of Arc was born on this day. What country did she live in? And what did these people do for a living? Carl Sandburg, Samuel Rayburn, Danny Thomas, Nancy Lopez. 888-822-8255. Tell me what either one of those people did, what country Joan of Arc lived in, and what was the message that Samuel Morse transmitted over the telegraph the first time that he demonstrated it. 888-822-8255. Give us a call. We'll let you talk to Gerald and answer one of our trivia questions. Gerald, we were talking about people being productive. I was saying as we took the break that how things were going to be changing. I was following up on your philosophical point, which I completely agree with. People really working for a big company, working for a big corporation, rather than earning your own way, so to speak, the way small business owners do, is really largely a 20th century invention, isn't it?
Oh, sure. You know, it's industrialization. you know, matter of fact, you know, this is very interesting. One of the trends that we're forecasting, as odd as it may seem, is a trend toward compassion. You know, the whole Darwinian theory of survival of the fittest is an industrial age concept, and it has long been attacked by its critics. And I'm not talking about the people, the creationists, but the social scientists as well as scientists, as being a convenient idea for the times of industrialization and colonialization. And, you know, we're taught, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Well, you know, the real world, dogs don't eat dogs. I mean, just think of the carnage out there if they did. And we're left with this belief system that really lowers the dignity of people. And that's why so many young people today are not going to work for corporations, because they're hearing the horror stories of their parents.
But you know, Gerald, the survival of the fittest thing actually, to me, developed as a result of the limited ways of distributing products and services. I don't know if you thought about it like this before, but now that we have so many different ways of connecting with everybody around the globe, and we have so many different ways of distributing products and services, the survival of the fittest doesn't have to apply. You can be more compassionate. Smaller companies can be successful operating in a large marketplace, whereas 20 years ago, they would have just evaporated. They would have just been consumed.
Well, there's great opportunity out there now. There's no question about it. You know, one of the other things that we're looking about, as you mentioned, about the great marketplace, is this whole globalization trend. And, of course, the new euro just came online a couple of days ago.
Yep.
And they call that 11 market conglomeration now Euroland. And, you know, it's going to really be interesting to see how it plays out. And our forecast is, by the way, that the euro is going to continue to maintain its strength. It will also be more and more of a reserve currency. In other words, banks are going to buy currencies, euro currencies, or hold euro currencies, as well as dollars. And right now, of course, they're mostly holding dollars or U.S.-dominated bonds.
Prior to the euro, the dollar was the currency of choice, and the euro is going to give the dollar some competition, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, one of the things I read the other day was that I read Tony Blair's article in the Journal, and he was pointing out that even though the irony is that even though England, Great Britain, is not part of the euro, they've chosen for now not to join that. They are. London is the capital, sort of, or the home of the euro because of the size of their market.
Yeah, they have the most prolific stock market, financial market in Europe. But the interesting thing also, though, Jim, about the euro, the only reason why our stock market rebounded from what was going on in the volatility of August and September was because the Federal Reserve chose to lower interest rates. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Yeah.
Because the economy, as everyone knows, is very strong, and matter of fact, much stronger than most economists had forecast in the early days of 97.
It's certainly got more resilience than that, but I think it's going to be tested in 99. I don't think there's any question about that. All right, stand by, Gerald. Folks, it's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. That's our phone number. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, an outstanding book that I recommend to you. And also, he also publishes a newsletter called The Trends Journal. Gerald, tell our audience how they can get both of your book and your newsletter.
Well, the book Trends 2000 is available in bookstores everywhere. And, of course, you can buy it over the Internet through one of those bookstores. And for information on the Trends Journal, you can call us at 1-800-25-TREND, 1-800-25-TREND, or, of course, check out our website, Trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, research, all one word, trendsresearch.com.
All right. Sounds good. Gerald, talk to us about the digital revolution.
Well, Jim, we believe that the next great advance in the digital revolution is going to be something quite simple, and it's going to be the video phone. You know, they're out there now, but the quality is still not up to speed. When we go to video phone, it's going to be the comparison that right now with radio, you're just listening. And so the difference between radio and television, there was a revolution when that breakthrough came.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is going to happen. You'll be able to do that product demonstration from your home, from your home business in many instances. You'll also be able to interact with your colleagues, whether they're across the country or around the world. Now, with more people working out of their homes, the home business is going to flourish like we haven't seen before.
Yep.
That means we're at about 48 million now, full of part-time working out of their home. That'll double and triple. You're also going to see, with more people working out of the home, let's look at some of the business opportunities. How about delivering more products to the home?
Yep.
And remember, the only reason the Avon lady and the Fuller Brush man went away is because there was nobody home to greet them.
Don't forget Jewel T.
Yeah, we didn't have that in the Bronx.
You didn't have Jewel T up in Indiana near Chicago. We had Jewel T.
No, we didn't have that. We had Dugan's with the bread guys. and you're going to, and again, you know, you'll have the vegetable.
Thank you.
special guest is Gerald Celente. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. He, Gerald, is the author of Trends 2000, How to Prepare for and Profit from the Changes of the 21st Century, a book I recommend to you. He also has an outstanding newsletter that I receive called the Trends Journal. Gerald, quickly, your number and your website.
1-800-25-TREND is the telephone number, 1-800-25-TREND. And, of course, the website is Trends Research, T-R-E-N-D-S, Research, all one word. Of course, Trends 2000, the book can be found in bookstores or over the Internet.
Yep. And my website, folks, is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. In fact, there is a link to Gerald from my site on back in our About Our Guests section of our website. Gerald, talk to us about Y2K. What do you think is going to happen with Y2K?
Very simple. Go back a couple of weeks ago. Remember a cable broke going into San Francisco?
Yep.
The entire area was out. Go back to this past May, 1998. We saw a Galaxy 4 satellite tilt a little bit out of kilter.
Yep.
80% of the nation's pages went out. Go back to April. There was a problem with a data network with AT&T. Couldn't run credit cards through, make travel reservations, businesses lost millions of dollars. Because the systems are so tightly entwined today, when one link on the chain breaks, the entire system goes down. That's the problem you have with Y2K. A lot of companies may be compliant, but a lot aren't. All you need are one or two glitches, and you have massive outages. So the problem is, we are forecasting for Y2K on a 1 to 10 anywhere between a 6 and an 8.
And you don't have to tell us what the scale means.
Well, in other words,
10 being the worst.
There's going to be chaos and confusion.
10 being the worst.
10 being the worst.
Okay.
But you're not going to have to run to the hills with your shotgun and your pork and beans.
You're not going to have to protect your food.
Probably not, but it makes sense to have extra water.
Yeah.
If you have the ability to have a generator, it might be a smart thing to do. We have one. And so maybe if you don't think the banks are going to be operating properly or those ATM machines working, then take your money out of the bank in the form of a bank check so it's safe. If you have certificates, make sure they're in your possession. Just do things to make sure that you're protected, because it's a global society. Europe is way behind the curve on this. Asia has done virtually nothing, because they're in depression, many of those countries,
mm-hmm.
let alone working with Y2K.
Yeah, in some ways, I mean, their job is to survive now, not to worry about a year from now.
Yeah, really.
Which is very short-sighted and unfortunate, obviously.
But, it's reality, too. When the boat sinks, you have to swim.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, that's an interesting perspective. I've had a handful of folks who are Y2K experts on the show, and one of them, about a year ago, literally moved from New York to Taos, New Mexico. He says, I don't want to live in a town where there are that many elevators, and I might be in one of them.
Well, again, we don't take that viewpoint. But we're saying there's going to be chaos and confusion, but we don't have to head to the hills.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm not sure I agree with you as far as how bad it's going to get. But I do believe there are going to be some problems, and it probably wouldn't hurt to have a little extra food and a little extra water in storage. No question about it. Gerald, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. Thank you very much for being with us. Will you come back and do this again?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you, Jim, and have a happy New Year.
You too. You did great. All right, folks, we've got to wrap it up for now. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.